The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and song. Just see the difference Purina makes and beat it right along.
I need a sip of tea because, you know, the tension. Now, I'm feeling tense. I have tension in my sensitive body. One moment, please. Oh, I love green tea. Green tea just makes me tingle. I don't know what it is about green tea. Maybe it's the vodka in it. No, I don't put vodka in my green tea. Just a little gin. Oh, God, I hate gin. Ugh, feh. Gin is horrible. Gin is like drinking cologne. I do not get, although I have drunk it if I'm out of vodka, but I don't get the concept of gin. It is just the strongest, oddest flavor. Let's do this, my sweet and most wonderful loveys. We're going to move forward. We're going to push forward just like we're pushing out a baby. Ew. Yuck.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I don't get the concept of gin. Ugh, feh. Oh, God, I hate gin.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4004 of the BFO 44, right? The 9th of June. 2023, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm over at the horror, but I've got to catch up on voice letters, Big Fatty. Juniper's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your fall right is going well. Y'all, you're Junipers. You're Junipers today because, you know, gin. Gin is made from the juniper berries. And y'all, on Saturday, it's the second Saturday of every June. Y'all, it is World Gin Day. Big Fatty, let's raise a glass with Peter G. tonic water and two limes, and, well, let's just get sloshed, shall we? Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, this weekend on Sunday, y'all, it is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met this person many, 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 many times at Pride 48 in Las Vegas and New Orleans and at the G'day's and you know, and y'all, if you've ever met this person, you will never forget meeting this person. Y'all, she is the voice of reason over there at Big Fatty. You said she, so you must be talking about Rodan. No, not the giraffe. The coffee boy? No. Big Fatty, the only other one, has got the biggest, you know what. Anyway, y'all, I am talking about none other than the better half of Tank Huffington. Y'all, I'm talking about Taffy Carlisle Huffington. Big Fatty, we love Taffy Carlisle Huffington. It's true. So, y'all, if you see Taffy Carlisle Huffington on the 20 or the Metaspace or Big Fatty, I don't think she's on the Woolly Mammoth, but I don't know. Y'all, wish her a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope she gets a big old piece of tank. I mean cake. I meant cake. Cake. That's what I meant. Cake.
Happy birthday.
I'm gonna take care of it. You just go over there with Squeaky Cheeky. Okay, Big Fatty. excuse me. Hello?
It is National Taffy Day. You know, I don't like taffy.
Big Fatty, why did you hang up on Crooked Hat? Well, that wasn't very nice. You know, it's Taffy's birthday, and he calling up saying, if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Archer from Archer Radio. I'm calling with a question.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from Archer. You know, he just bought a new computer after that Tim Apple thing. Archer, what you got?
I was remembering recently that you were talking about Baron Frosty and his crew possibly starting up Blind Time, the Blind Time podcast again. But I haven't heard anything about it. Have they started podcasting again? And if so, have they posted any new little shows? I'm still subscribed to the feed, but I haven't gotten anything. And I know, you know everything. So I thought I would call and find out. So let me know. Give me some details. All right. That's all. Bye.
Yeah, gotcha. Y'all, that, of course, is Archer from Archer Radio. And Archer, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And I know Tim Apple was happy to hear from you also. I can tell you definitely that Blime Time has not and will not return to the airwaves. Blime Time is gone. It's just gone. However, I did hear that there is a number you can call to get more information about what Mr. Cackle's doing. Get your pencil out now. It's 315-217-5274. That's 315-217-5274. Check it out.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Baron Frosty calling. I'm outside on a busy road, so sorry about the noise. It's been a month of Sunday since I called, but I wanted to call and ask a question, so cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question comes to us from Mr. Cackle himself, Baron Frosty. Big Fatty, Archer just called asking about him. Well, Baron Frosting, look for a call from Archer. So what do you got?
I'm calling about your bagged salad stuff. I've been buying those bagged salads lately, inspired by you. And I was wondering, when you get the salad, do you eat the whole bag? I'm assuming you're getting the Dole one. Are you able to eat the whole bag of salad? Because it's way too much for me. I can only eat about a half a bag for a salad. And I was wondering if you eat the whole bag or just half it out and eat it over 2 days, because that's basically what I've been doing. And my favorite one is the Applewood bacon one. Not because it has a lot of bacon, but that dressing that's in that one is very savory and delicious. So let me know. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that of course is Mr. Cackle. And Mr. Cackle, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And it's an excellent question. By the way, I meant to say Archer's. Archer's question was an excellent question as well. The short answer is it depends. If I'm having a solid as a meal, yes, I will eat the whole bag, and I get the Fresh Express. And I usually get the solid kits because they have a little bit less in there because it has the dressing and the croutons or nibbles and all that kind of stuff in it. So, yes, normally I eat the whole bag. Big fatty, plus your fat ass. Yes.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's me, Paul the Shoyeti. How are you doing?
Believe this, Big Fatty. I'm should I be excited? Yes, you should be excited, y'all. Believe it or not, this call from the Shy Yeti is voice letter number 5,000 that Big Fatty has received over all these years of doing the little show. So, y'all, it was episode 4,000 to start the week. And voice letter 5,000 to end the week. So congratulations, Shy Yeti. There's no Big Fatty. There's no prize. Don't expect anything in the mail. You know, he's still a cheap ass. But anyway, Shy Yeti, what you got?
Sorry, the washing machine's on in the background, but I can't help it.
Yes, I can hear the excitement. Yeah, the excitement.
It's quite quiet. Yes. I hope it's not going to annoy you.
Oh, no.
It's quite soothing,
actually. Those bells and
whistles. I'm just sending you a quick message.
Uh-huh.
Because I've gone on an adventure.
Oh.
I've gone up to Stoke.
Oh.
Which is, well,
is that,
near Manchester.
Yes,
well,
Manchester, home of the lads.
And,
take that.
Yeah, Stoke-on-Trent.
Yes, Stoke-on-Trent.
I'm visiting a friend of mine.
Hi, I'm Trent. You want to Stoke on me?
And I've talked to them on the phone. And,
uh-huh.
I've talked to them often, but I've never met them in real life. So we decided that we really ought to change that.
Yes!
And
this is
because
lovely.
Of engineering works and the price of tickets, we decided that it was a good idea if I came up for 4 or 5 days, which, you know...
Lovely!
For a first meeting.
Yes!
If we hadn't have got on very well,
yes,
then that might not have been so good. But
you
I kind
tell
of thought
you
we would
voice
because,
letter number 5,000.
You know, we have known each other so long.
Uh-huh.
We decided we were going to have a film...
Like
weekend.
A film?
Watching lots of horror films, because we both like horror films. I don't think I've ever watched so many films in one day.
Films!
We watched the Omen trilogy.
Oh, yes!
The first day, and Halloween.
Yes!
We watched four films...
Films.
On the Friday.
Oh,
and,
yes.
The first day we didn't actually watch any film because we were so busy nattering.
Film
we were right old chatterboxes.
Chatterboxes, yes.
And then
gotta like me,
Saturday
Fatty.
We watched
yes.
the first five yes. Scream films. The only reason we didn't watch the sixth one is that we don't have a copy of it on Blu-ray. So
I hate that.
I kind of thought, yes. having watched five scary
Toppy
Scream
has
films,
it, I bet.
That maybe I'd have had nightmares.
Yes,
but
yes.
I often get... like dreams.
Oh,
kind
yes.
of weird dreams.
Big Fatty has those dreams too.
Last night, I didn't have any dreams at all, let alone scary ones.
Oh.
I had the most peaceful night's sleep I've had in absolutely years.
Lovely.
Don't know what that says about me,
uh-huh.
but obviously
it's,
watching scary movies before bed
well.
Suits me well.
Yes.
But, anyway.
Yes.
My friend is just
gone
down the supermarket to get some food for breakfast.
He's gone to the shops.
And I'm just watching the washing machine.
Oh, yes, I love to watch the washing machine.
It's still working. It's all doing well.
The Nip likes to do that,
anyway,
too.
I better go.
Yes?
We've got to watch more films today.
Oh, and the washing machine.
Not sure what
machine.
We're going to watch, but...
I bet it's a film.
It'll probably be scary.
Oh!
And then tomorrow I have to go home.
Yes!
Come very quickly.
Lovely!
And he's been feeding me very well.
Oh!
Pasta baked, really nice breakfasts.
Pasta bake.
I've been treated extremely well. Oh. Also, the bed I've been sleeping on is extremely soft, and I'm hoping to better steal it and take it back to my home.
Oh, no, that's not good.
Because it's a very, very comfortable bed.
Oh, Big Fatty, I think he's touching himself.
I'm not sure I can do it in my rucksack, but I'll see what I can do.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
I'll speak to you soon.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, bye-bye for now.
Bye.
Bye-bye from Stoke.
On Trent.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Y'all, that, of course, is Paul the Shy Yeti. And, Paul, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Big Fatty, he didn't sound very excited about being caller number 5,000. Well, you know, it's to each his own. And, you know, it may be important to some and others. It's just another day in Stoke-on-Trent. So with a pasta dish, watching a film after going to the shops. Big Fatty, I think you covered it all. If not, I'm sure Alan in the Uck or Dean Barney can assist you. Unsubscribe. Beef, Fatty.
Oh my gosh, every bogan yobbo meathead in Aspley is driving past me right now. Hello, Big Fatty. It's Scotty, Aussie Butler. And I'm ringing to tell you the good news. In 2 weeks and 6 days, Ismail, my honey bunch, will be in Australia. That's right. He'll be landing at the Gold Coast Thursday, 22nd of June, 7 a.m. Yes, how exciting is that? I was going to say something else, but Roxy has just done a poo and I need to pick it up. Okay, bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Scotty, the little Aussie battler. And Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And it's nice to hear that Roxy's bowels are moving properly. I hope it was soft serve and rather than, you know, like the Beaver Nuggets, you know, it's just like little Tootsie Roll. Fatty? Scotty, this is excellent news about Ishmael coming to the future, and I'm sure there'll be some bobo honking. Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. Hi, Poodle. It's Jimmy Bear. Joe leased an apartment and went to the lobby to put his name on his mailbox. While there, an attractive young lady came out of the apartment next to the mailboxes wearing a robe. Joe smiled at the young woman as she started a conversation with him. As they talked, her robe slipped open, and it was obvious she had nothing else on. Poor Joe broke out into a sweat trying to maintain eye contact. After a few minutes, she placed her hand on his arm and said, "Let's go to my apartment. I hear someone coming." He followed her into her apartment. She closed the door and leaned against it, allowing her robe to fall completely off. Now nude, she purred at him. "What would you say is my best feature?" Flustered and embarrassed, Joe finally squeaked, "It's got to be your ears." Astounded and a little hurt, she asked, "My ears? Look at these breasts. They are full and 100% natural. I work out every day and my butt is firm and solid. Look at my skin. No blemishes anywhere. How can you feel the best part of my body is my ears?" Clearing his throat, Joe stammered, "Outside, when you said you heard someone coming, that was me." Have a good day.
Yeah, Gussie, Big Fatty, that was vulgar, but it was a good one. And, oh dear, Gussie, Jimmy Bear, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And a perfect way to close up show number 4,000 and voice letter number 5,000 week with a wonderful kerfuffle. And it was vulgar, so it played right in. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the old gal. And old gal, what do you want to try to convince us of this weekend?
I don't get the concept of gin. Ugh, feh. Oh, God, I hate gin.
Oh, you hate it unless you don't have any vodka or anything else. And then bring a straw.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com. And you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.